This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest with me, Juliet Jacobs, and Tshiel Eek. So you just heard there the very familiar and very beautiful strains of the theme from Tchaikovsky's renowned ballet Swan Lake. And that's because for our second story, we're going to be looking at the many different ways we can get culture while staying put at home.
For many of us, watching a ballet at the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow or watching an opera at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York or even seeing Hugh Jackman regale us with his singing on Broadway would be a once-in-a-lifetime treat, if at all.
That's right.
Watching performances at this level would usually require both travel as well as a pretty large budget. Not to mention the fact that if you're not entirely familiar with something like ballet or opera, you may not want to spend such a large amount on the experience in the first place. But now we have the opportunity to experience these world-class cultural offerings for free right from our homes.
Yes, and that's because COVID-19 hasn't only forced us to stay at home, it's also made gatherings practically impossible for the time being, which of course means that there's no performances or shows almost anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And for many performance venues or companies, particularly the big names, this is almost unprecedented. For instance, this is the first time Broadway in New York is shutting down due to the public health concerns. The last time this happened was in 2001 after 9/11. Mm. And even then, it was just for 2 days because New York's transportation networks were down. And over in London, the last time a total shutdown of its theatres happened was back in, get this, 1642.
Wow.
And the reason is quite a kicker, due to the government of the day considering them immoral.
Today, they're just unhygienic.
Yeah.
But this has resulted in a small silver lining for the rest of us. Most of these prestigious cultural organisations and venues have taken to the online space and are offering a whole host of free performances for us to enjoy virtually. And there is, of course, no better time for this as so many of us are stuck at home and going through the anxiety of being in the midst of a global pandemic. Such offerings definitely give us some much-needed respite.
Definitely.
Not to mention it allows us to dip our toes into some pretty intimidating art forms like ballet or opera without needing to spend too much money or time. In this case, no money at all.
And they really do range across the spectrum. There is something for everyone, really. BroadwayHD.com, for instance, is making several of its previously staged musicals available for free streaming for limited periods of time. They haven't yet announced what the upcoming shows are, but over the weekend, it was Oklahoma, starring none other than Hugh Jackman.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yo! We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
It's a good thing Juliet turned the mics off there.
There was a lot of bobbing going around
yes.
here, yeah.
And for more theatre offerings, the National Theatre in London is premiering one play a week on their YouTube channel every Thursday at 7 p.m. UK time. The play will be available for seven days there. And the first of these premiering this week is One Man, Two Governors, starring James Corden. And other plays that are coming up from them are Jane Eyre, Treasure Island and Twelfth Night. To get you in the mood for these, here's a clip from One Man, Two Governors.
How did that happen? You've got to concentrate, ain't ya? With two jobs I mean, I can do it, as long as I don't get confused. But I do get confused easily. But I don't get confused that easily. Yes, I do. I'm my own worst enemy. Stop being negative. I'm not being negative. I'm being realistic. I screw it up. I always do. Who screws it up? You. You're the role model for village idiots everywhere. Me? You're nothing without me. You're the cock up. Don't you call me a cock up, you cock up.
And speaking of London, the Royal Opera House has plenty of offerings too. They are streaming a series of other of their productions over the next 2 months on their Facebook and YouTube channels. And among their shows coming up, they have Aces and Galatea, which premieres on the 3rd of April, as well as The Metamorphosis, Gloriana and The Winter's Tale.
Lovely. And meanwhile, over in Moscow, the renowned Bolshoi Theatre is opening up its performances for the very first time. They are premiering a series of ballets on their YouTube channel, which will each be available for 24 hours. Over the weekend, they had Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty, which I managed to catch. It was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And coming up, we'll get to see Marco Spada and the Nutcracker as well.
Yeah, and if opera is your thing, the Metropolitan Opera is streaming on their website a series of them. Coming up are Rossini's Il Barbiere, I'm probably messing that up, Di Siviglia, Verdi's Don Carlo and Bellini's Norma. And here's a bit of Don Carlo for you.
For more classical music, you can turn to the London Symphony Orchestra. On their YouTube channel, they are premiering a concert every Thursday and Sunday at 7 p.m. UK time. The Berlin Philharmonic is also streaming free performances on their digital concert hall platform, which you can sign up and use for free for 30 days.
And if jazz is more your thing, the Montreux Jazz Festival from Switzerland has just made over 50 of its concerts freely available online for 30 days through the Kello Music streaming platform. And this includes legendary performers like Ray Charles, Nina Simone, James Brown, and also, this is a bit of a surprise for me, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, known as a jazz group, are they?
Something I missed somewhere,
yes,
obviously.
Right. Yeah. And if you tire of all these performances, well, there are virtual art and museum tours too. Just some of the renowned museums offering free virtual tours of their collections include the British Museum in London, the Guggenheim in New York, the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, the National Museum of Modern and Contemporary Art in Seoul, and many more.
Yeah, have you been consuming? Well, you mentioned you caught Swan Lake, right?
Yes, Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty over the weekend.
Wow.
It was truly democratizing. Mm-hmm. As we mentioned earlier, it's something that you'd have to pay a lot of money to see if you ever felt like you could make the trip even to Moscow, or even if they brought the performances here, it still would cost a lot. Yeah. And here I could watch it on YouTube with my feet up in my jammies while eating Cheetos, right?
Wow, I sadly missed it. I really wanted to watch Swan Lake, but unfortunately my nights have been consumed by watching cartoons with the children.
Right. Yeah. But speaking of children, I think this is also a great way to introduce
That's
kids.
Right.
You wouldn't pay money to bring your young child to a ballet performance. They may not even allow young children. Mm-hmm. But with this, I could show it to my son. He watched a bit of Sleeping Beauty with me, although when I told him the story, he watched a bit of it and he turned to me and said, well, why doesn't the good witch just come along and put a cock-a-doodle-doo spell on them to wake them up. So I thought, okay.
There is an answer to everything. These people just like to make it difficult.
That's right.
But, you know, everything that's been mentioned so far is pretty Western-centric.
Mm.
You know, do you think or do you hope for more Asian or regional content, you know, like maybe something from the MPO, for example, or Istana Budaya. I mean, I would love to see Putri Gunung Ledang again.
Yes,
you know, it's been 10 years or something like that.
So that implies that you'd have to have some sort of, you know, plan even before this, some sort of foresight into building up the infrastructure, right? To film, to digitize the performances and to immediately roll it out and just you know, I think it is important. I would like to see more local stuff and just to keep, I think, keep the name and the spirit of local performances alive in everyone's minds during this time.
Yeah, and also it's not to say that the quality is any less better you know, the international offerings. There are some beautiful musicals that we've put up, mm-hmm. theatre performances. Hopefully, you know, smaller theatre groups, you know, the ones who have recorded their performances might put it up on their YouTube channels mm-hmm. as well. You know, it doesn't have to be the huge Istana Budayas of the world, for example. You know, all the different theatre companies or even the dance companies or whatever, mm-hmm. if they could, you know, put up their performances, I really think that will get them some very good audiences in the future.
You have a captive audience.
Yeah, a captive mm-hmm. audience and, mm-hmm. you know, more bums in seats in mm-hmm. the future performances when all of this ends.
Mm, yeah. I mean, it's, I guess, in a way, it's a blessing with the outbreak, it's opened up these kinds of doors mm-hmm. For people to explore different ways of bringing the arts to us. I'm not sure whether this will continue even when things go back to normal at some point, because mm-hmm. I guess there's a bottom line for the venues and for the organizers. They can't keep making everything freely available.
That's right. But I mean, it is a generous, wonderful thing, you know, for, and it really to, you know, brighten up the spirits of everybody during these difficult times.
We have a comment on WhatsApp from Cynthia, who says the clan does all. guessing she's referring to
Wu-Tang.
our skepticism over the Wu-Tang Clan in the jazz festival.
Sorry, Cynthia, it wasn't skepticism. It was a bit more of, oh, what did I miss? There's obviously more that I need to go to that, you know, to that place and find out more about Wu-Tang and their offerings.
But you know, Juliet, on your point about local performances, we may not have anything to the scale of the institutions like the ones that we're seeing from the US mm-hmm. And Europe. But many local artists and performers have been putting out lots of interesting and free content online. And we featured some of them last week. You can check out our show. You can search for World Theatre Day 2020 on bfm.my. Okay. And, you know, just checking in on our poll, because it really relates to what we've been talking about for both our stories today. Do you think we will go back to our normal routines for work, studies, business and entertainment when the movement control order is over? 82% of you overwhelmingly have said, no, we have to change. And 17% of you said, yes, we will go back to normal. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we do have that commitment to change, how will it change arts, culture, entertainment?
Well, time will tell, I suppose. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show, but you can always look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture to drop us a message. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest. It's also available on the BFM app and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m., I'll be speaking to Faisal Parrish for Earth Matters, and Faisal is the director of the Global Environment Center, or GEC. And we're going to be discussing something that may have, you know, lost its newsworthiness, perhaps, in, you know, the outbreak of mm-hmm. this pandemic. But the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve is still being degazetted, or the process for the degazettement is going on despite the pandemic. So we're going to be discussing why that's happening. So that's coming up after the 3 p.m. news. For now, we leave you with Nina Simone with Here Comes the Sun. You've been listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.